Okay, and we've got several people waiting. Let's take a call from Earl. I think he was next from Seattle. Hello, Earl.
Yes, hi. Excuse me. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, so I'm trying to titrate off of Zyprexa, off of 5 milligrams of Zyprexa. About a year ago, I got some blood work back. And the reason being I'm trying to titrate is because a year ago I got some blood work back. And the metabolic effect that it was having was rather dramatic. So I decided I had to try to cut back. I've tried three, so I was on it for about 3 years. So I've tried three times in the last year to titrate off of it. Currently on my third attempt since August, and I'm down to 2.5 milligrams. The first two times, I had to go back to the 5 milligrams because of the intense insomnia. It would last for, you know, weeks, and there was really nothing I could do about it. Not even prescription medications would help. So my question is, I'm wondering, on this current attempt to titrate off of it, is there anything that could assist with that, or any, maybe a supplement, maybe, yeah, I'm trying to go as slow as I can, but I'm apparently very sensitive to any cutbacks in dosage. And of course, splitting 2.5 milligram pill and stuff is challenging. So I don't know if there's anything you could recommend that I could do differently, or do I just have to continue to sort of brute force my way through it to try to get off of it completely.
Earl, what was your original diagnosis? Was it bipolar?
Well,
or?
No, it was, I think it was prescribed as adjunct to depression.
Okay.
So there was, I know it's antipsychotic, and I've never had any psychotic episodes. And I believe it was just prescribed as adjunct for, depression.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it is one of those things you want to go off very, very slowly like you're doing. So it sounds like you've been doing pretty well. Probably the number one product that I've used in that kind of situation, it's made by Biogenesis. And, of course, I have no relationship with them. But they have a product called Eskaloft, E-S-K-A-L-O-F-T.
E-S-K-A-L-O-S-P.
FT, like Frank, yeah. And I've had really good success using that as an adjunct to, you know, as you wean things with your patent medication. So that that is a something you could try. And I would also likely add, again, I keep mentioning this, but high-dose niacinamide. I think I've had just dramatic results with that. I think we tend to be very, very low in general as a population with our niacin and niacinamide.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably handle, you know, I would start maybe at 500 milligrams three times a day and just keep it in your bloodstream. And and it can really help with, you know, relapses and anxiousness. And
you said the other, and so what would the Eskaloft do, or what's the purpose for that?
It was originally designed for bipolar imbalance, but I've used it a lot for depression too. And it's, you know, it's got a little bit of hypericum and different amino acids, tyrosine and tryptophan, B vitamins, a little bit of lithium. So rather than, you know, take those things individually, you can take that one supplement, and I think it really supports that.
So you basically are recommending these as a alternative to the Zyprexa? Is that what you're not so
well?
Much,
I, not, ideally,
not so insomnia?
That's going to help. Are you still having the insomnia with that?
Every time I cut back on the Zyprexa, the insomnia.
It gets really bad.
Yeah,
okay.
It gets really bad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It may just be the way it is, right? It may just be that, you know, there is no way to avoid that.
Well, you can also use other insomnia, natural medications. There's of course, melatonin.
Right. Right.
I've also used high dose glycine. If you're a longtime listener, you've probably heard of Dr. Wright talk about glycine. It does take quite a bit before bed, maybe 3,000 milligrams.
Okay.
It is an amino acid, so there's really no toxicity with that, but you want to take it on an empty stomach.
Okay.
And and then I've also, you know, in severe cases, this might be something you could look into. There's something called a machine that's called Alpha Stim SCS, which treats insomnia. And you can go to a website. It's alpha-stim, S-T-I-M,
okay.
.com.
Okay.
And it's I've had some patients who really raved about this. It's it basically puts your brain in an alpha state. So, and you don't necessarily have to do it before bed, but any time of day, it's very calming and helps with insomnia later in the day. And you only have to do it anywhere from, you know, 20 to 60 minutes per day.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I can try those then. No, like the glycine may be the most hopeful because I don't believe that the Zyprexa is really doing anything for me. It's I'm well beyond what it originally was.
Oh.
Yeah, prescribed for. So,
That's good. That's so you're beyond the physiologic effect. Your body's just kind of used to it, and it's bouncing back. So that's the good news.
Yeah. The brain just got used to it, I think, and now it's having a very hard time. When it's not there, I think it's the case with a lot of those psychiatric drugs. So.
Yeah, definitely, and feel free to. Call our clinic, and we can help you process through that. But hopefully, you're pretty close to the end there.
I sure hope so.
it's been
a rough one.
Thank you, Earl.
All right, well, thank you.
You bet. Take care.